Chapter 16. Thankfully, Jack's car wasn't in the driveway when Lexi pulled in 15 minutes later. Good. She needed to get her thoughts centered, get her emotions under control, so she could confront him calmly and rationally about what she'd seen in his office between him and the blonde. She didn't want to be distrustful or suspicious. It went against her nature. But the mounting evidence that he was hiding something from her was growing too strong to ignore. First, his odd behavior the night he'd brought her wine and flowers, when he never brought her wine and flowers. Then, the weird conversation she'd overheard between Cassie and John about not telling her whatever it was Jack was trying to hide. Then, the blonde. Nope. Something was definitely going on, and she intended to get to the bottom of it sooner rather than later. First, though, she needed a bit of time alone. Alone, in the Baker Perillo household, however, was relative, considering Sprinkles waited gleefully at the front door with her usual exuberant greeting. "Hey, girl," Lexi said, bending to pet the tiny dog and lavish her with attention. At least there was one being in her life who loved her unconditionally. She picked her up and cradled her against her chest, chuckling as Sprinkles kissed her cheek, then snuggled her cold, wet nose into Lexi's ponytail. "How's my baby tonight, huh? Were you a good girl today?" Sprinkles squirmed in doggy ecstasy in Lexi's arms, and Lexi set her down, then towed off her shoes and headed into the kitchen. "Are you hungry, huh?" she asked Sprinkles. "Want Mommy to get you some dinner?" Sprinkles yipped, then sat near her bowls. "All right, then." Lexi laughed and pulled a covered can of dog food from the fridge. "Let me get that for you." As she fixed the dog's dinner, the sound of an engine rumbled in the driveway. Jack was home. Crap. Her pulse kicked a notch higher as she set Sprinkles' food dish on the floor for her, then ran around the kitchen, messing things up a bit to make it look as if she'd been home for a while. She pulled out a plate of leftovers from the night before and the rest of the bottle of wine Jack had brought home the other day. She poured a generous portion of the Chardonnay down the drain before placing a splash in a glass she pulled from the cupboard. The leftovers, unfortunately, went into the trash and the dirty plate into the sink. Her stomach rumbled, but there wasn't time to eat anything. As the front door opened and Jack appeared, looking as handsome and jovial as ever, while Lexi felt as if she'd just run a 1-minute mile. She patted her hair and forced a smile, her ponytail mussed from running around, and adding to her couch potato appearance, she hoped.
"Hey, honey."
Jack walked over and gave her a quick kiss.
"How was your day?"
"Good, fine, uneventful." She kept her smile wide and leaned her elbow against the counter, trying to look relaxed despite the butterflies rioting inside her. "How was yours?" What she'd really wanted to ask him was about the blonde in his office, but she refrained. No sense starting an argument so early in the evening. They had hours ahead for that, especially if Jack caught on as to why she wanted to see that stupid coin he had in custody.
"Good,"
he said, taking her by the hand and pulling her into the living room to sit beside him on the sofa. He towed off his shoes, then snuggled her into his side.
"Busy, but good."
Their relationship had always been built on trust. To have that shaken now left Lexi feeling decidedly unsettled. "That's great." She patted him on the thigh as Sprinkles jumped up to sit between them. "That must be why you're in such a good mood, huh? That or the blonde." Lexi forced the traitorous idea from her mind. "Would you like some wine?"
"I'd love some, thanks."
"Be right back." She went to the kitchen and grabbed the bottle and two glasses, then returned to the living room to pour them both a serving. "How'd your interrogations go today?"
"Huh?"
He gave her a confused look before covering fast.
"Oh, fine. I think you'll be happy about the results, actually."
"Really?" Lexi sank back into her seat, handing Jack his glass. "Why would I care about your interrogations?"
Because I can put to rest the crazy notion Mona and her friends had about that Herman Conti fellow, Jack said.
Really? Lexi said, sipping her wine, then watching Jack over the rim. Had Jack discovered Herman was out of town, as he'd said?
That would be convenient, and one less thing for Lexi and the ladies to do. Yeah, he was out of town. Couldn't have done it.
Well, I'm glad. That Herman Conti always seemed like such a nice old gentleman when he came into my bakery. She leaned over to set her glass on the table, then decided to work her way around to the coin issue. Nance did have a new idea that the murder might have something to do with an old bank heist. She watched her husband's reaction closely, hoping to get him talking about the coin again, but no luck. Jack shrugged and took a big gulp of wine.
No kidding.
Stunned, Lexi narrowed her gaze. You know about the bank heist?
Sure, honey. I told you a while ago that the victim was a bank robber, and I am a police officer. I have my sources.
Fine. He wanted to play coy? Then she was done beating around the bush. You know about the coins, then?
Yeah.
He stretched out his legs.
We got a tip about old coins resurfacing in town.
Jack glanced at her.
My question is, what do you know about it?
Only what I told you. Lexi said, giving him her best innocent look. Turnabout was fair play these days. If he wanted to keep his secrets, she'd keep hers. For now. He said, sitting back and not sounding entirely convinced.
I hope that's true, honey. These stolen coins are worth big bucks, and things could get very dangerous. And I don't want you sniffing around Stan at the storage lot either, okay? If anything happened to you and you got hurt, I don't know what I'd do.
Get comfort from the blonde? Lexi frowned, doing her best to silence her inner critic. Snarky thoughts wouldn't help her right now. She needed to stay cool, calm, collected, and focus on the case. Why was Jack worried about Stan anyway? Has something come up about Stan? Jack rubbed his eyes, then laid his head back against the sofa cushions.
He's already lied about his alibi. Who knows what else he could be lying about? Just let us do our jobs, all right?
Of course. Jack looked as tired as she felt, and despite all the problems and things they needed to discuss, all Lexi seemed to want to do at that moment was cuddle up to her husband and forget about everything for a while. She sighed and snuggled into his side, loving the warm weight of his arm around her shoulders. Still, her inquisitive mind wouldn't let the Stan matter drop without one last question. So, Stan the storage man isn't being forthcoming with the truth, eh? Jack gave her a look, brow raised, and Lexi quickly turned her face into his chest, kissing his neck above the starched white collar of his shirt to cover her over-eagerness. Not that I'm planning to go back there at all. Bad memories.
Uh-huh. Jack chuckled. That's good. Becca stands up to some shenanigans, and it would be best if you and the ladies stayed clear. Until we get things handled.
His phone buzzed, and Jack pulled it out, scowling down at the screen.
Sorry, honey. I need to take this.
He dropped a quick kiss on the top of her head, then stood and walked into the kitchen to answer the call. Lexi missed the heat of him immediately, but forced herself to remain in her seat. Jack usually never let his work invade his personal life, even going so far as to shut off his phone at night when he was home unless he was on call at the station. He wasn't on call tonight. Lexi scooted into the corner of the couch and drew her legs beneath her, stroking her fingers through Sprinkle's soft fur. Suspicion swirled inside her head, making her anxious. She'd let her emotions get the better of her and had cuddled instead of having the hard conversation she knew they needed to have tonight. If he did have something going on with the blonde, it was best to confront it head-on, no matter how difficult, and work to resolve the issue. But Jack was home now and acting normal. He was the same old Jack, and she knew that he couldn't just come home and act normal if he had another woman. That just wasn't the Jack she knew. But if he didn't have something going on with the blonde, then what in the world was going on with him? Low murmurs issued from the kitchen as Jack spoke to his caller, but she was too far away to decipher exactly what he was saying. She only heard the occasional word or sentence. Looking forward to it, can't wait, like it was meant to be. None of them helped ease her concerns. Stewing in her love and anxiety for Jack was getting her nowhere. Lexi held Sprinkles closer and focused on what she'd just learned from Jack instead. Stan the storage man had lied about his alibi, but why? Did he have something to hide, too? Seems secrets were the order of the day all around. The guy knew about Ruth's car and had access to her storage unit, too. Perhaps he even had access to tools like the titanium drill bits, given that all his storage units were metal.
Stands up to some shenanigans.
Shenanigans of the lethal variety? Had he been Sherman Wilson's killer? She filed all that information away for the morning. Maybe she and the ladies would have to look at Stan a bit more closely. Lexi clicked on the TV instead, hoping to distract herself with the nightly news.